coming up in episode 68.
I know when we take each other's pictures, we get on each other's nerves, mainly because we can't read each other's mind. And I have to tell Jeff, I was like, if I were a different photographer that you didn't know, would you have said that to them? Like, if you weren't so comfortable with me, like, if you didn't know
and that,
me,
and I
like,
did that
would
a lot,
you have
yeah.
said that to me? And it, sometimes it takes him, but he's like, I don't care. Like, you're still, like, this is a situation that's going on. Like, you can't change
this. Or, like, when she tells me that, I'm like, well, you're not a professional photographer.
Yeah.
You're my wife, so I can talk to you.
Welcome to another episode of The Little Radio Show. My name is Sandra Fernandez, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-hosts, Juan Alaniz and Angelica Casares, and we're bringing you small talk about big topics. This week we have the second part of the two-part conversation with Ashley Amanda Segura and Jeff Segura, the blogger couple, and we started the conversation last week. Ashley blogs from New Mom in a New Style, and Jeff from Daddy Style Diaries. The conversation is a little bit about gender politics, a lot about what it takes to run a business together, and a look at what it takes to be a professional blogger. Just a reminder that you can catch us every week on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time on hmsnetradio.org. Our show archives and the link to our iTunes and Stitcher channels are available at thelittleradioshow.com. The Little Radio Show is brought to you in partnership with JuanofWords.com and HispanicHouston.com.
I would like to ask you a question kind of on an unrelated topic, like, and maybe, but since we first met you, like, I remember when we first met you, you were just kind of getting started. You were kind of getting your foot in the door. And now to the, I mean, you're working with major brands. You're doing, like, big campaigns. You're doing, you know, a lot of things that takes people years to do. Mm-hmm. And I guess my question is, like, what have you been your biggest lessons over the last year that you've walked away with that you're like, this is what I can say I've learned and what I've grown from in the last year?
I think, because me and Jeff have talked about this too, because, I mean, now everybody knows us, and, like, everybody, like, we're genuinely friends with people.
Yeah.
Not just, like, oh, that's the blogger or whatever. But I think it's really who we got to know. We got to know the right people at the right time, and those people have really helped us and told us the right things to do instead of leading us in a completely other direction. And, like, the people that we've gotten to know have told us this is what, you know, find your worth and fight for it. And if you don't know your worth, you're kind of just like floating out there.
Well, you know, a lot of people will say and have been saying for years that, oh, the blogosphere is too saturated. You can't make a living on it anymore. You know, that's not possible. And here you are. Mm-hmm. You're very young. You're relatively new. Your particular topic is the mommy sphere, which is incredibly saturated. And you're making a success of it. You and Jeff, this is what you do for a living.
This is, yeah, we live off of this. And whenever I tell people that, they're like, what? Like, and I remember first starting out, somebody who told me, they were like, you know, there's a lot of bloggers. Like, why? It's just going to be a hobby, right? Like, you guys aren't going to do anything with it. It's just going to be on the side, like, you should go back to school, you should, like, find a new job, and, like, there was a lot of that, like, and then I would read articles that said blogging is dead, and, like, you're not going to make a living off of it, and look at where we are now, you know?
Yeah, and it's a good thing you bring that up, because there's a lot of naysayers out there that talk to us, and me and Juan, besides our company that we run with Sandra, we also live off of blogging. It still makes the cut. Like, sometimes I think it's still there. It's still thriving. There is no reason.
I actually think it's just, like, starting back up again. Like, I think people are actually finding value in influencers again.
Because there's this blogging thing that we're doing, it's not being taught in universities.
Yeah, it's not.
So it's hard to explain. Mm-hmm. I think you're getting hands-on experience.
My mom just barely, she was like, I can't believe I told you no and that it was a hobby, and, like, I'm so proud of you. You guys are actually stuff.
Well, my nieces and nephews, this is let me see if I understand this. They invited you to the concert and they paid you to go?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And it was like, How do I do that? Yeah. That's the next question. How do I do that?
My sisters are like, how come you don't do makeup so we can get all the free makeup and we can get the PR packages? I'm like, I can't do makeup. Like,
yeah.
You guys do it. And they're like, oh, no.
Yeah, they don't want to do the work. Well, yeah, they want to get the freebies.
They see the work they that goes it. Into yeah. it.
And, they do see and, the background.
Yeah, they do. Oh, my God. They're like, I don't even know how you guys are still together if you guys argue all the time. Like, it's not like we love each other, guys. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we love each other. It's just like...
And having said that, I think it's time to bring Jeff in, honestly.
Yeah. I'll go get him. Yeah,
let's go see. I'm going to put this on pause. So we have just brought Jeff in. And apparently, he didn't know what we were talking about.
Wrong.
So, when Ashley and I went to these two different blogging conferences with you and Juan and a bunch of other people, and we kept seeing people asking her, she'd introduce herself, and they'd be like, oh, well, you're Jeff's wife. And yeah, we came up with a topic that I keep seeing this happen in some industries where there are more women than men, that mm-hmm. men tend to get more recognition than women do.
Maybe they just stand out because they're stand not the out. Norm yeah. or they're, yes. know, they're more.
And so it's like, again, not saying that you're not great, because you are. You're really good at what you do. The two of you,
thank you.
Do wonderful work. We always... The three of us always showcase the two of you as what you can do as a new blogger and as a new influencer in relatively little time. And yes, if in case you hear that the third voice there is Camila, who is chiming in, who is sitting in with us as well. And so the topic that was Juan made the mention that we really needed to bring you in, so you had a chance to talk a little bit.
To defend yourself.
I was sticking up for you. I was sticking up for
we
you.
We were not talking smack about you at all, okay?
Sure.
But for example, the two of you working as a couple, you're a business. Together. Yeah. I mean, each of you has your own particular brand. Why don't you tell a little bit about how your two brands differ? Are they different? Are they the same?
The markets are very, very different. Well, first of all, she's a mom blog, mommy blogger. I'm a daddy blogger. So, you know, there's a large portion of the areas that are very alike, like parenting and style. But then I branch off into lifestyle. She does a little of that, but then she also does food and, you know,
more
recipe, a little more cultural. So that's where she starts branching out, and that's like a big market too. But I usually just tend more to like family style and lifestyle, and then she's a little more broad. I, however, have started doing more content in Spanish too.
Really?
So I branched out in that area as well. So that's the main differences between our blogs.
So you have very distinct and different audiences. And
yeah.
Different brands that work with you.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so here's the $1 million question. Do you think you get more, when you're out and about, when you're like meeting people, do you think you get more, you're more memorable than she is because you are a male in a female industry, basically?
I believe so.
Juan, yes. You see? There you go.
because it's funny, as you guys mentioned, you know, for almost every event that we go to, it's like, oh, you're Jeff's wife, or... Oh, how's your wife doing? But then I had to kind of remind him, oh, yeah, she's doing good with her blog and, you know, social media and her branding.
Well, that's a good thing about Jeff. He does sometimes.
I'm a very forgetful person.
The two of you are really a team. Yeah. One of the great things, Juan and Angelica, one of the things that I always tell people is they're a unit. Like, they both are moving in the same direction. That's what I see with the two of you. I have... a lot of married friends. Most of them don't work in the same industry. Mm-hmm. But even for the few that do, like they both work, you know, they have family, they have yeah. kids. It's not as common to see them as a unit mm-hmm. as yeah. you would think. And the fact yeah. that the two of you work so closely together to where the assumption would be you would really get on each other's nerves after a while.
You're right.
Yeah, you would be correct. That's it.
You do, but there's like a beauty of it too, because we get to do everything as a family together.
Yeah, I just mentioned it. And I mentioned this actually quite often to a lot of people when we go out networking, that it's just, it's very unique, and it's a very cool experience to be able to work with your partner, your wife, in the same industry. And it's just like, one, we get all of our work and our networking done, but we also do it together as a family. So it's like we don't spend time away from each other while we're doing work. So we work and live right then and there. So it's very unique. It's interesting and fun.
I think in the beginning, I saw it as inevitable that we would both start blogging, mainly because I would take him to events and I knew...
Well, she started first, six months before I did. Yeah.
And I would take him to events and he wasn't a blogger yet. And I knew that he was a lot better at like talking to people he didn't know. So I'd be like, Jeff, go introduce me to this person.
I was an icebreaker, yo.
Yeah, he was my icebreaker. And I would, because I knew that was his strength and it wasn't mine. So I would say, like, hey, go make friends with that person. Then I'll, like, kind of follow your lead.
Then she'll just bump me out the way.
Pretty much.
That lends itself to Juan earlier was saying, is Jeff more memorable because he's a guy? Or is it because of his personality? Because you are more outgoing than Ashley.
I think personality has a lot to do with it.
You think do you honestly believe it has to? Because my theory was this, Jeff, and it's not to take your identity away from you, because you are very you are very social and you are very out there and you are very spoken. Right, Camila? You agree? and my theory was that because you are in a space where there is a lot of women, you tend to stand out more than, because I believe the same thing about Juan. Juan tends to stand out more than I do when we're in a space around women. I mean, do you, which one do you think it is? Do you think it's because of your personality or do you think because you're in like the women atmosphere?
I think the main thing here is that I'm a guy, but I think my personality stands out. And then it always helps, you know, depending, like it's easier to remember someone depending on how you make them feel or how they made you feel, you know? So I feel like personality has a big part in that. But I think the main thing is that we're guys, and I think in Houston, for a fact, I know there's less than 15, probably less than 10 influencers or bloggers. And I think that's
male.
In an industry that's dominated by women, you know, in all areas, you know, we're like the unicorns, you know, we're like, oh, look, there's one right there.
Yeah. And I play around with that too. But I think I'm going to stick with my original statement. I think you guys have, Jeff, you have a great personality. My husband is more reserved. But yet he's still more memorable.
I mean, on a national scale, there aren't that many guys either. So no. I mean, you're one of maybe
5 or 10 that I can think of nationally.
Yeah, and I can see that, you know, that for a lot of campaigns, a lot of work that I've done has been specifically because, like, oh, we're looking for guys. And it's like, here, you're one of the guys that we know. So this is the work that we want you to do. And, you know, I've benefited from that, yeah. But going back to what you were saying about working together, like, last night, Jeff and Ashley and Angelica and I were all at an event together. And I thought it was interesting that, you know, there were so many couples there, you know, who, you know, and I told Angelica after we left, I was like, it was kind of interesting that there was a lot of couples there that were either they were blogging couples or they were just, you know, where the husband was kind of like the Instagram husband.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. Because they, at one point the fashion show was happening and you saw all the husbands were standing with their wife's camera.
Explain that though. Explain what you mean by the Instagram husband for those who don't know what that means.
What I don't have. It's the husband that it's the husband that takes the pictures and that kind of puts up with it.
But all the husbands were standing like on the side where the runway, because a lot of their wives were the models. And so they were walking through and the guys were all holding the cameras, filming the women and just getting general like video B-roll. Mm-hmm.
Because they make us.
Well, Jeff does it on his own because he has like video.
Can you take after this, please, Juan? Can you take notes? Where's your notepad? You love to carry that around. Because I can't get Juan to, he won't take my picture to save my life. Like, I can't, even if it's on his phone, even if it's,
well, that,
if it's
on that's anything. That's on a whole different topic because, I mean, we work together, but there's so many struggles. She has a different vision for her pictures and her Instagram feed and social media. Yeah, I have a different view. So when we're taking all my pictures, I'm like, I don't want them like that. And then vice versa, same with her. So I think for blogging couples, I think, and we've discussed this with you guys and other couples too, and I think it's the same all across the board. It's a very common thing. I mean,
I think the thing that I've heard in, and I was watching some YouTube couples that vlog together, and the thing that they were saying there that I thought was interesting is like you have to know your role and stick to your role.
Like, you know, stay in your lane. Did I just finish his thought? No. He did not mean that the way you heard it.
No. I swear I no, did. I'm sorry. Go I ahead. Mean,
that happens in this show a lot.
In a professional environment, you have to know your role. Like, if you're the creative and he's more a like business guy, then you know, let him manage the business aspect, and you manage the creative portion.
I agree with Camila. You speak nonsense.
Because I mean, generally, that's for us. That's the way it works. Like, generally, I manage all the business aspect. Like, if there's some negotiating or business contracts that take place, I manage all of that. And then when it comes to the creative, I'm like, okay, here you go. This is what needs to happen. You make it happen. And then Angelica takes over and she makes it happen.
I agree with Juan. You know, everyone, it's almost the same as in a relationship. You know, everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. And whoever's better at that, you know, they kind of become responsible over that area or role. I think that. But we're still responsible for our own things, of course. But everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. I agree with Juan on that.
All right, I'm gonna give it up. I'm gonna get it. I really, really am. But another thing that we were mentioning that we were talking about when it came to like in a saturated industry is that do you guys ever like do you? I wonder if this happens to you because for a really long time I had this this complex, right? And I used to get not mad, but I used to get like a little like you know
frustrated.
No, FOMO, your fear of missing out of my with my you know the things that my husband was doing, you know, maybe even to say like maybe a little jealous. And I was like I don't like you right now. Or I don't like you today, you know.
Well, you know, you can be frustrated by something happening without being jealous or being envious of someone for the fact that it happened. And, you know, when we were talking earlier, when you were not in the room, Jeff, we were talking earlier with Ashley about the fact that she's very proud of all of your achievements. That doesn't take away from the fact that when people go, oh, you're Jeff's wife. She's like, wait a minute. I have my own blog. I've got my own brand. I've worked really hard at it. Why am I not just Ashley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're asking the wrong person.
No. Well, you know, and I have the situation where I'm not part of a married couple, so I don't have to deal with this at all. So I get to be the outside observer, stirring the pot a little, going, let's see what happens now.
But do you guys ever like experience that where y'all kind of do, maybe there is a little competition, and is it healthy competition for you guys?
I think it's healthy competition.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I mean,
like we do, okay, Instagram numbers, like we do compare.
It's not fair, she started way before I did. But we do friendly competition like that. We're just friendly, like you're pushing each other and hey, like don't slack off, just keep going, you know, we have our goals, we kind of keep each other in check and what we have to do throughout the day, the week. And
there are times where like since I did teach Jeff most of what he knows, or all. Yeah. But there are times where I get pressure. I'm like, dang it, Jeff. Like, I taught this to myself. Why can't you teach yourself?
Okay, so it's more like, because Juan is unwilling to learn something. So when he said, know your role, like, he literally meant it. Because so there's times where if there's pictures due.
Like, I don't want to deal with this. You do it.
Yeah, he'll be like, nope, there's pictures. I'm not touching it. You need to do it. Angelica, we have a blog post. It's food. You need to figure this out. I think one time we weren't talking. And there, wow, a lot of conversations start like that. But there was a time that we weren't talking. And then all of a sudden, he comes to me and he's like, I need to take this picture and I need it now. I need it like 10 minutes ago. So I get my stuff together, take the picture, and then I give it to Juan and he's like, how did you do that? Uh-oh. He's like, how did you do that? I was like, because it just, you kind of just have that. You know what I mean? Like it's just in the back of your mind.
So this is what happens when you have the third party who can't.
Yeah, she's done.
She's like, tired. I'm done. Where is the playground here?
Where is the exit, Mom? The exit. We need the exit. So
yeah. So what we're doing is, so you're both of you are married couples. You work together. You run a business together. Let's step away from the competing with each other in a point. Talk about, you know, what you've learned about working together that maybe you can tell other people who are considering doing this.
Patience.
Oh, patience is key, everybody.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't practice
that
often.
Patience?
No, we don't practice that often. I'm going to be really honest. Sometimes we tend to work so long together that it should already be like it should come natural to us. We tend to forget that. But one of the things that I do recommend for if you're going to like if you're in this for the long haul, I recommend that you not so much patience, but you just you understand each other now and you're going to accept the way that is. And move forward and move on and move on fast. Yeah.
Like, don't try to make your partner change.
Yeah. You move on. You have to learn from each other and you move on fast. Otherwise, you're going to be at a stall for a really long time and you're not going to move past like certain arguments or situations or something happened, didn't happen. There's times that we leave events and Juan's like, did you really just tell her that? I was like, well, I didn't mean to. And he's like, for future reference, let's not do that. I'm like, all right, we'll move on. And we move on. Before it used to be like we would stay stuck on that conversation. I would have to explain myself why I said it. And he'd have to be like, but that just wasn't right or that this or whatever or whatever. And we've learned.
We had an argument earlier, not like related to blogging, just like in general. Jeff doesn't even remember the arguments that we have. Yeah, and earlier, like, I knew it didn't mean for it to come out that way, but like it came out that way, like whatever he said. And it was towards politics, and I was like, how can that sentence even come out of your mouth? And I was like, oh, you're just a guy. I need to get over it.
Man, I didn't know it was a roast session.
Sweetie, we're being nice. There's some times where I've got to take a step back and go, okay, Juan, we're letting it go now because we're ganging up on you.
So what would you say, Juan?
About what I've learned?
Yeah, what would your recommendation or your tip, would you say?
I don't know. I think it's tough to
it's
say.
Okay. Like, you can dig into me. We'll argue later.
I think it's tough to say because I think that it's kind of really been a progression, I think, for us, like, over the years that we've been doing this for, you know, the blogging part of it. We've been doing it for 7 years together, and it's been a progression where, you know, I think you were always the creative. I always looked at you as the creative, but I think at the beginning I didn't really appreciate fully like what that meant. I just was like, okay, if I need a big idea, I'll go to her. But I think over the years,
what's your recommendation though? Like, what would you say to people? Like, if you're gonna want to work with your partner, what would you say to like a young couple that said, this is what we want to do. We want to do what y'all are doing. What should we know?
Well, I mean, I think you have to know going in that you're gonna have arguments, that it's gonna you're gonna like disagree, and you just have to know that you're gonna that's like work, like that's work, you know, and it shouldn't be like everything you talk about, you know, it shouldn't be the only thing you talk about, it shouldn't be the only thing that matters.
Yeah, that kind of take over your life.
It shouldn't take over. So it like you have to look at it like this is my job, and then when we're done with this. We're still married, and we're still going
to
be.
That's something we need to, like, I think we need to work on, because I know when we take each other's pictures, we get on each other's nerves, mainly because we can't read each other's mind. And I have to tell Jeff, I was like, if I were a different photographer that you didn't know, would you have said that to them? Like, if you weren't so comfortable with me, like, if you didn't know me, like, would you have said that to me? And sometimes it takes him because, like, I don't care. Like, you're still, like, this is a situation that's going on. Like, you can't change this.
Or, like, when she tells me that, I'm like, well, you're not a professional photographer. Yeah. You're my wife, so I can talk to you.
But I do think you have to be mindful. Like, this is work. And outside of work, we're still...
Yeah. There's times that I've actually had to ask Juan to take down some post. I've had to tell him, hey, can you mute that? Can you delete that? Can you take that off? I don't agree with it. Recently, thank you, Camila. She introduced my subject. So recently, he posted my niece is 15. I put it on my personal one. I put it on his on Facebook, and then he uploaded it to YouTube. And I'm like, no, I don't want it to live in the monster of YouTube. I'm totally okay because I can feel I can control the settings on Facebook. I can't do the same for YouTube, right? Because they can pull it, they can grab it, and a lot can be done with it. And you know, we're still in the learning process, and I thought he would have known, but he just kind of went with it. And I told him, can you pull it down from YouTube? And then post itself, I've gone back and read things, and I'm like, I'm not sure what you meant, but I take it differently. I don't care about your audience. You need to care about me. Pull it, and pull it quick.
There are a couple of blog posts that I wanted to post or that I wanted to write about, but then I'm like, wait, like, how does this reflect on Jeff? Because I have to be mindful of his brand as well, and that like our brands like are representations of each other.
I mean, yeah. When you were saying that, I think that made me think like of that there's definitely part of it is like respect for each other, because yeah. I think like there's certain things that you do that I don't, that I'm when you've done them, I'm like, okay, well, I feel like that's not respecting me, or like you were certain things that I do, like in the video, like you're not respecting what I want for my privacy. So I think that part of it is like learning to like respect, like even if you don't understand what their position is or why they feel that way, like to just say okay whatever, like I even if I don't understand or I don't agree, I'm gonna respect your perspective on this.
So I'm gonna be the person here that says we're gonna wrap this up. We're running out of time, and before that happens, what I'd like to do is give Jeff and Ashley an opportunity to tell us where we can find their blogs and if there's anything else they'd like to share.
I'll walk out with the baby so like that they can.
Okay. Yeah, they can. Hold on a sec. Okay.
So you can find me at www.newmominanewera.com and everywhere on social media at New Mom in a New Era.
Okay, and Jeff?
And you guys can follow my blog at Daddy Style Diaries, where I talk about fatherhood, lifestyle, and fashion. And also on social media, you can find me as Daddy Style Diaries. On Twitter, I am, however, as Daddy Style Diary, as well as Snapchat.
And we look forward to having both of you on the show again. And maybe next time I won't stir the pot so much. For everybody else out there, please let us know if you have any opinions, either against anything we discussed, you have a personal experience that refers to any of these topics, or you just want to drop us a line. And that's this week's show. If you're just tuning in, this is the Little Radio Show on HMSnetradio.org. As a bonus to today's episode, we have several outtakes from Ashley Amanda's interview for Mother's Day earlier this year. Enjoy. Clip 1.
I am 21, and when I don't have makeup on, I look like I'm 10. And for me, I don't put makeup on every day. I go to the grocery store, I don't have makeup on. I'm trying to not wear makeup unless I have to. And so when I go to the grocery store, they're like, oh, is that your sister? Like, no, that's my daughter. And so, and the looks you get are like, aren't you a little young to be a mother? And so there are a lot of misconceptions. I guess 16 and pregnant kind of put like a different spin, like a negative tone on being young and pregnant. But it was a choice, and my daughter wasn't a mistake. Like, she didn't just like, oh, I'm pregnant. It was, we were trying, because when I was in the military, I was told that by some doctors that it would be really hard for me to have a baby. So, and the older I would get, it would just get worse. So I wanted a child. So we tried, and about a year later, we had our baby. I just want people to know that if you see a mom and she looks really young, don't always automatically assume that the baby was a mistake. And it shouldn't take a ring on it, because when people look at the ring on my finger, they're like, oh, you're married. So that automatically that makes it better, because there's a man in my life that is helping me take care of my kid. Like, they stayed around. It doesn't matter if somebody's married or if they're single. If they have a baby, you shouldn't pass judgment on their character.
Clip 2.
I felt like I was getting that postpartum depression, and I felt myself just go into that pit, and I didn't want to do that to myself or my daughter. So
writing has always been an outlet for me, and I felt like if I just got it out and I just put it out there, that I would feel so much better. And when I did put it out there, and when I did share it, so many other women, they felt the same way I did. They had a similar experience, and for me, knowing that I'm not the only one going through this, it made me feel a lot better, and it gave me a kind of community to talk to, and for me not to fall into that postpartum depression that I felt like I was going into.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Little Radio Show. We invite you to check out our iTunes and our Stitcher channels and leave us a rating or a review. You can find the link to both channels at thelittleradioshow.com.